I love the picture in this session where Moses is at the foot of this mountain. And as he's about to approach God, God just explaining, look, you don't just come into my presence and keep the people away. Like, there's just this sense of, I'm approaching someone who is holy. And that word holy, and make sure they understand, that means set apart. It means distinct. It means he's beyond us. He's not like us. A lot of times we have this picture of God and we treat him like common, God, let me tell you what, you know, it's like, no, talking to God isn't like talking to you.
That's right.
We're talking about a different being. And so it's a good time to get into that with your disciples.
That's so key, because there's this tendency, and it's even based in Scripture in some ways, like we're friends of God.
So,
but that doesn't mean we talk with God like we do our friends. And so even as you're praying with the people you're discipling and talking about God, like to permeate and teach them, model for them, what it means to just not lose sight of the holiness of God. To not get into a routine where prayer even becomes casual and rote. And, okay, oh, all right, dear God, this. No, like to really stop. This is one of the things I really appreciate about you, that you've even helped me in. Just when we pray together, it's, hey, we're talking to the holy God of the universe who, years ago, people stayed far away from, that God has, by his grace, made a way for us to come to him, but that doesn't diminish his holiness.
I mean, he wants us to come with confidence. Yeah. You know, Hebrews tells us to approach that throne with confidence, but that doesn't mean arrogance.
Yes.
And we're approaching the most holy place, it says. You're still going into that holy of holies, so it isn't just this casual. I mean, I cringe when people go, hey, big guy, I'm like, I understand friendship, relationship, intimacy. It's beautiful. That's what we're created for. But that that's not separate from reverence and holiness and going, okay, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, holy be your name. That's how Jesus taught us to pray.
That's good. You know, the other key thing in this lesson is tying this picture of priesthood in the Old Testament with disciple making. And so the priest's responsibility was to represent, to kind of be the go-between in a sense, between a holy God and sinful people. And so he would represent sinful people before a holy God, and then in a sense represent that holy God before sinful people. And there's a picture there that's really rich that I would encourage you to help think through with the person or people you're discipling, to think through, all right, like we're a kingdom of priests. So on one level, we have access to God. So that's amazing in and of itself. But then we are his representatives in the world around us. And God has commissioned us to show what his life looks like in action. Again, we're not going to be perfect in that, but we are his ambassadors in a sinful world. And at the same time, just like Moses, we see him at different places standing in the gap on behalf of the Israelites. We're standing in the gap for people who don't know Christ. We're praying, God, reveal your grace and your glory to them. Draw them to yourself. And okay, then that leads us to go and tell them about Christ and what he's done, and we're pleading for their salvation. There's a powerful picture there.
Because Moses had that interaction with God, and he understood what God wanted in his command, and then he brought it to the people. And so you've got to get your disciple to understand, okay, do you see that? You're that priest now. Like, you are starting to understand the commands of God, so your job now is to go to the people as a priest, the people in your life who don't know God yet, don't know his law, don't have a relationship with him. Moses comes down from that mountain. He goes, I spoke to God. And this is what he says we got to do. I've got a relationship with God. And, you know, same New Testament. You know, John says, oh, this would make my joy complete. You can have fellowship with us too. It's that, get that attitude in their mind. So it's like, okay, now that I've been teaching you, you've got to do that with your friends. You got to pass on this relationship. You've got to stand in that gap. And this is why you're making disciples.